Tuesday night.
Oh boy.
Tuesday night. We're going through Mahalchim of the Yehora. He's going Bahadrog. And we're on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. We learned the paragraph where he says the Yetzirah tries to convince you that there's no point, no rationale for avodas Hashem. And we talked about it last time, and now we're on the next paragraph, which is the next to the last paragraph on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. B'chashi Yisya'ish HaYetzer Milahachshilcha B'derech Zu Yizom. Again, this is keeps coming back. Yizom Lahachnes B'chos Sofek Binyan HaNevuah U'v'shliach, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, V'chukei HaTorah Volfani Amitosu V'chiyuva. This is a very major thing, that the Torah that we have was the Torah given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael at Mamad Har Sinai. It's not like someone made up these laws, because they're very they make for a very good functioning of society, but it's not the Dvar Hashem. And once it's not the Dvar Hashem, so circumstances could change, moors could change, everything could change, and you have to follow the change of society. You can't keep to an outdated set of rules that were made for the smooth functioning of society if the world looks different now. But if it's the Dvar Hashem, it's Nitzchius, and it's unchangeable. It's an unchangeable thing. This is the whole reform and conservative movement. So we're not so rachok from this, you know. So the Torah says, who says Maimon Har Sinai happened? Who said Moshe Rabbeinu? He didn't get the Torah. The Torah's different. It changed. He said it Milibo. But if you calmly answer him, and this was all discussed in Shara Avodas Elokim, where the Chavis Avodas went through the proofs and explained that this is a Besorah, and this is Zilochim Bo Bo Chachos, Shekodmu B'Sevizem B'Sar HaShlishi, that's Shara Avodas Elokim. So Yesur Kolos on Asfekos Milibcha. If you, same thing, he repeats himself. If you just allow your seichel to function, you will see all the kashas about the J document and the Q document and Deuteronomy and Ezra and all the blogs. I won't tell you the name of the blogs. I don't want you visiting them. All the kashas fall away. Which is a higher form that's communing with Hashem. The Hechrich Chiyuv HaTorah, it means the necessity of Torah. That, like you say, Mechuyuv HaMetzius, Hashem is Mechuyuv HaMetzius. So Torah is Mechuyuv HaMetzius. Shlichus HaShliach Ba, Moshe Rabbeinu's role in bringing the Torah down to earth. Bifani Haru Halal. So everything we learned about in Charabot and Salokim, he just says in short, in five lines, that the Torah tries to convince you otherwise. Here he just tries to be Matal Sofek. He doesn't have to convince you otherwise. He just has to say, you know, you're not sure, so why should you be Mitzamtum yourself if you're not sure? Once you're not sure, you'll go do everything. Okay, let's go back to Bechashi Yisya'ish Mimuchah Binyan Hazeb. He gave up. You say, no, there's a Masorah. Everything we have is clear. Yisapik Oscha B'Torsha Baal Peh. All the explanations of Torsha B'Ksav and Torsha Baal Peh, which is everything. How would you know how to take a luluf? What's a luluf? Tefillin. Everything. Virtually everything needs Halacha L'Moshe Sinai at some point to give us its parameters and its rules and its regulations. So the Yetzirah tries to say that, you know, that's only one pshat in the Pasuk. There could be other pshatim in the Pasukim. And so that's certainly true, but there's only one pshat in the Pasuk that's halach l'maisa that you can follow. But the Yetzer comes back and says, Yisap Ikoiz Chavitur Shabbat Peh, V'yoyim Eloi Cha, he'll say to you, Ki HaMoskul V'Kosov Shnei HaMemes. It's true, the Moskul, that we started off the whole Sefer, that there's Moskul, Kosov, and Mesoris. There's primary facts that a person just knows. You're born with that knowledge. I call it instinct, knowledge. That's called Moskul. And the cost of the Shnei Mem is Abu Mashinim Tzulchali Deir Yishayinim. Anyway, let me Yutar. What did you tell us about Pefor? So they said, Pshat in the Mishnah. We'll say Pshat in the Mishnah. Mein Chobu L'Kablo. Not Mechuyiv to accept what they're saying. That's already a serious problem, and that Taki and Evil will keep needing more and more sophistication to deal with the threat. To deal with the tightness, to deal with the Yetzara. You have to become sophisticated, you have to know some answers, maybe. Depends, different people are different, right? Some people are better off. My wife had a machlokes. I tell you, my friend got married again. I have a friend who was a widow. She remarried. I went to Chasana. So when I was in America with my wife for the Art Scroll thing, so we visited Chosin Kala. We met. So my wife got into an argument with her. Nowadays, the chinuch system is increasingly open to the idea to let the kids ask questions in class, and it should be part of the curriculum even to deal with basic questions and basic emunah. They held Adarab, but that caused all the trouble, that when a kid asked a question, they apikoyers, you know, we don't ask such questions, you're not allowed to ask such questions, maminim, b'nei maminim, and then the kids would take it badly, whatever, and that's one of the reasons of Ofta Derech, okay? Certainly, so lately, I'd say the last 5 years, there's more and more of an awareness and a movement to introduce it, maybe even, so the shaila is, how far do you go now? So now they're already, like, introducing it into the classroom. So my wife held, that's wrong. If a girl has a question, about the, you should answer her. But if you introduce it to the whole class, because we have a class out of 25 girls, so taka 18 of them, the question never would have occurred to them. You know, a regular girl, it doesn't occur to them. So when are you going to introduce sveikas for these girls? Oh, kedai. You know, who says they're going to be happy with the answers? You have seven girls, so two, maybe three, have these questions, but they're afraid to say it, right? And let's say another two or three have the questions, but, you know, they don't. So them you have to deal with, you should deal with, because you have to encourage questions, but it's not mukhrich that should be introduced into the classroom. That's what my wife thought. Yeah, she held no, that everyone has these questions at some point in time in their lives, sooner or later, and if you go ahead and you give the answers, and they're solid answers, and they have to be solid answers, no one holds you should introduce the discussion if you don't have answers. If you just have questions, that's not a good idea. But you better learn those answers, because what are you going to do if a girl asks the question? And you're stuck. Then you don't know. So here also, you know, we have these fakers. The sveikus about Torah Shebaal Peh, who said it's true? What is an asmachta? You really learn out all those halachas from that little dot over there, and so on and so forth. So the shaila is, should we lechatchila teach these things or not? Is a machlokas. There was a discussion. I was listening to it. I don't know what I hold.
I know from a college perspective what they tell you. College is that, you know, if you don't lay the foundation and the foundation is solid, it's very hard to teach anything on top of it. That's
But Emunah is a solid foundation. Emunah is a solid foundation. In a class of 25, 18 are solid in their Emunah. Not solid the way the Chavis HaVavos would like. It's true. The Chavis HaVavos would like an exploration of all these ideas, and then it's solid. Till then, you really can't call it solid. And the Chavis HaVavos would hold yes to talk about it. That's why he wrote Shara Yichud. So for hundreds of years, they've been skipping Shara Yichud. I don't know. You have to know the class also. You know, if you're in Williamsburg, in a bub of, you know, eighth grade bub of girls' school, I what are you gonna? But maybe that's what it depends on. Anyway, these two paragraphs are very, the sfeikas that arise whether the Torah is true, whether this is the Torah, whether there was a Maimon Har Sinai, whether this is the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu or Ezra found it, you know, that whole thing. And then you have all these. Chag HaVavos was written 900 years before biblical criticism. He's not even talking about the biblical criticism thing. And then the next paragraph is Torah Shebaal Peh. It's always very, very difficult. Who says it's true? Who made it up? The rabbis made up the laws. So it's a very difficult thing. What do you have to keep it for? What's the authority? Who said it's true? Okay, so that's what Yetzirah he says. Abu Mashin Ibsal Khal the Deha Rishonim. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. But then how do you know to do any mitzvah? That's the answer to that. How do you know to do any mitzvah? If you're not for Torah Shebaal Peh, we're clueless. We don't know what anything means. Again, every paragraph the Chavis HaVavos says that with introduction of rational thought, you would chase away all the sfeikas. Even Moscow, which means the rational thought, logic and rationale, and, right, remember the Chavis HaVavos said in the Hakdamah to the Sefer that there's three pillars upon which Yiddishkeit rests: Moscow, Kosov, and Mesorah. Moscow means if you think, that's Shara Yichud, they don't like that nowadays. Moscow means it's logical, it's rational, it makes sense, it's self-containing, it's just, right? It's a logical conclusion to clear-headed thought. Kosov means it's a posuk, and we accept the fact that this posuk is Mehashem, and then there's Mesorah, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. So here he's attacking Mesorah. He says one of the pieces of logic that he's utilizing now is that the Moscow and Kosovo are almost of no use if you don't have Torah Shebaal Peh. You still don't know anything. You don't know what to do. It doesn't say anything in the Torah. It's a closed book. Kien shleimus lachad mehem mibaladei ha-kabolo. Kien Moscow lilo yirulano ha-kabolo. Pechkufayim dalet kamuso. How much? Vechuso. Uzmano, and when, and Mukomo, where, when, what, why, how much, and all these questions, that's all taken care of by Allah HaMashiach Mishinai. Well, he must borrow a little Zemitzat Sechlein HaMulabad. No way, even if you figured out that you got to do something special Pesach night, and somehow you figured out that the appropriate thing to do is to eat matzah. But certainly you're not going to figure out the 18 minutes business, right? So the Moscow needs Kabbalah in order to move. It's a disaster area. You don't know what to do. But Kacha Kosov, same thing. Either lo biru lano a Kabbalah, even Kriyasa, we wouldn't even know how to read it. Forget about what the words mean and whether it means Zohar or Zecher, right? Zohar or Zecher. What does it mean by, you know, they can't expand on the Torah? That's a given. V'lo'od. Okay, we'll stop here. You're talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, how logically it's so necessary.